Hey, welcome to the Pachanga and Possibility Podcast, the podcast where we celebrate the power of healing and transformation. I am your host, Natalie Calzadilla. Each week, I'll be interviewing experts that will inspire you to discover your soul's purpose and create a fulfilling life. I'll also be sharing some spiritual coaching along the way and personal adventures as I enter this new phase in my life as a mother and entrepreneur. All right, mi gente, grab your cafecito and a notebook. Let's get started. Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Pachanga and Possibility. Man, do I have some woo-woo stuff for you today. So what's going down is we are talking about light language. Now, you may have never heard about this, but light language is this thing that's becoming more and more common in the world of energy healing, where people are channeling like this sort of cosmic consciousness or light beings, and they are speaking their frequencies or language. And the closest thing it sounds like is speaking in tongues. That's really the closest thing I can get to, but it feels really, really, really different, and it has nothing to do with religion. So I met Barbara through this light language Zoom event that I decided to hop on a few months ago, and there were two light language speakers, and I absolutely loved Barbara's light language. Like when I heard it, I felt this warmth and all of this light, and she particularly channels an angelic type of light language, which is just delicious. And it feels like 1,000 angels are hugging you at the same time. That's really the best way I can put it. So according to the research I've done, just the light language is being used as a healing modality itself, where the frequencies of energy that are being channeled have the ability to shift things inside of you. That's really the best way I can put it. And the only way you're going to understand the magic of this is by listening to it. And Barbara is going to do that for us today. So Barbara Lynn Andrew lives in Guelph, Ontario, Canada. She began doing energy work years ago after attending a nursing conference and discovering that an energetic reality existed of which she had been totally unaware. It changed her life. Since then, Barbara has studied many healing modalities, including therapeutic, healing and quantum touch, spiritual response therapy, EFT, shamanism, and Reiki. She is an ordained spiritual peace minister with the Beloved Community and an angelic life coach with angelsteach.com. A number of years ago, Barbara and three colleagues hosted a blog talk radio program, Spiritual Help Desk, and she has more recently wrote and illustrated a children's book called A Dragon Named Naturally Speaking. It was while studying awesomeism and working energetically with autistic children that Barbara began speaking light language. So much of what she has done in her life has brought tremendous joy, and she is delighted to be sharing light language. Hey, Barbara, welcome to the show. I am excited that you are here today. How are you?
I'm really well, and I'm really excited to be here too, Natalie. So good to see you.
Yes, likewise. So tell me about yourself in your own words. I already read your bio. It's all fantastic. But in your own words, tell me a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, my name's Barbara Lynn Andrew, and I live in Guelph, Ontario, which is not too far from Toronto. And I've loved it here. It's a really wonderful location with lots of healers and lots of artists and lots of musicians. So it's lots, you know, I really enjoy it. And moved here about 11 years ago. And I really settled in here well. It's just been a very good experience for me. And I have been doing different kinds of energy work for about 25 years, actually. When I was in nursing, I went to a conference. And I was kind of, when I was a little girl, I would lie under the bushes and wonder if the fairies were there and, you know, look at the lily of the valley and think, oh, how magical are those? There must be something. There must be fairies in there. But I never really saw them. I just kind of felt like they were there. And I came from a background that was pretty liberal, kind of, you know, not into the idea of there being much going on outside of what we could see. I became a nurse, and I happened to go to a conference where someone was talking about therapeutic touch. And I had no idea that there was anything like that. And I realized that it was very special, that there was something there that appealed to me. And when I saw this woman doing it and actually had the experience of being able to feel the energy, it just blew me away and really set me on a very different path of this world has so much more going on than I ever knew. And so I learned how to do therapeutic touch, and over a period of time took other kinds of energy work, and like Reiki and quantum touch and healing touch and spiritual response therapy and emotional freedom technique, and was using it with people and also wondering where in the world I was going with it. Not too long, maybe 5 years or so after I started learning therapeutic touch and kind of going in that direction, I had what you would call a dark night of the soul and ended up leaving nursing and going in a very kind of meandering journey. Ended up living at my family's cottage by myself for about 3 years. I have two kids that are grown up and my former husband. And had this amazing experience being on the land there and being connected to nature and realizing that, you know, the rocks were talking to me and the trees were talking to me and that it was just so very delicious. And so I think in that period of time, there was a fair bit of darkness, but there was also this amazing opportunity. And I started writing and writing poetry and just being like spending winters in front of a wood fire and just enjoying so much the nature. And learning more, meeting more people who were kind of on a similar journey, started going to the spiritualist church a little bit and just connected with a lot of people who were thinking more the way I was. And kind of continued on my journey, would do a little bit of energy work with people. And then after my mom died, a friend told me about the Beloved Community in the United States with James Twyman, who is quite an amazing musician, very connected to St. Francis and to the divine, but also to the universe, to the expanding potential. And she said that she and her aunt were going to his retreat to become ordained spiritual peace ministers. And I thought, well, I don't know what else I'm doing, so I might as well come too. And I ended up going there and meeting Elvia, who has angelsteach.com, and becoming a beloved minister. And with that community, it's kind of like, where do I go? It's a peace ministry, but it's really up to you with where you're going to go with it. And when I met Elvia about a year later, she invited me to become part of something called Angels Teach, which was working obviously with angels. And I became an angelic life coach and also a master teacher. But it's been funny because I have all these things that I've been called, and I've been doing this journey and never really getting it. You know, like, where am I supposed to actually go? I would have these great conversations, and actually, Elvia's husband, Peter, and two other beloved ministers and I did a blog talk radio program called Spiritual Help Desk. And we talked about human design and angels and all kinds of things, and had some lovely interviews with people talking about astrology and all sorts of things. And they told me at the time that this was my program, that I was really the host, even though there were four of us. And I just kept sort of meandering and learning things because I'm very interested in all sorts of things, but never completely going, this is it. And did you want to ask me any questions or should I just continue?
No, it's great because I'm learning so much about you and getting the behind the scenes, because it's amazing. the healer's journey, right? We always, so many people are going to relate to your path. So exactly. It's okay. And obviously we're waiting till you get to the light language part, but I know you're getting there. Yeah. And then I'll have a million more questions.
Yeah. Well, I know I've taught about labyrinths and walked them a lot, and it feels like that's what my journey is. And of course with labyrinths, you can see the whole thing. So you know there's something coming, but you have no idea what it is. And so once I moved here to Guelph, I stumbled upon someone else who Susie Miller, who has a program called Awesomeism. And my brother has two boys who are 14-year-old twins, and one of them is on the autism spectrum. So when Keeler was born, I started looking around at autism and realized that there was Susie Miller, who had this program called Awesomeism, which was working on from a very different perspective with autistic kids and seeing them as these brilliant lights who are here to support and support us in this huge change on the planet. So I ended up taking Awesomeism with her, two levels of Awesomeism. And Susie spoke light language. And I don't know that I had ever heard it before. I don't think so. If I had, it didn't really impact. But when Susie spoke it, I just was amazed. And it just made me want to laugh and giggle. And, you know, I was just astonished by how it sounded. And with Susie, she used it to communicate with autistic kids, which I also have done. But she knows exactly, I use it more for calming people, where she's able to get feedback on what they're saying, what these kids who are nonverbal for the most part are saying. And I did do that distantly a little bit with my nephew and did talk to a few other kids online, but I didn't really continue in that direction. Where I went was diving into the light language. Because I thought, I wonder if I can do that. I just love it. And, you know, it's like, really? Coming from my background of nursing.
I know, it's so on the other side of, you know, scientific, right?
And don't tell anyone I'm doing that. There goes Barb again. But I ended up just trying it. And I did it. And I thought, this is crazy. This is crazy. So, and it was so funny because a friend, just out of the blue, except she was obviously getting guidance, sent me a puppet. And I don't know if I told you this before, but she sent me this puppet rabbit. He's really cute. I put a red bow on him. He's just a darling guy. And I ended up that I would talk to the puppet. I'd speak English to him and he'd speak my language back to me. So I didn't feel quite so silly.
Right. This is great.
And so I over the last few years, I just started using light language a lot more. And I also use things like flower remedies and emotional freedom technique. And when I had these young women who were coming separately and we would do conversations in tea. It was just last year. And I would use, you know, flower remedies and emotional freedom technique and energy work and also light language. And they just loved it. You know, they kept coming back and we would have conversations in tea and we'd talk about the world and what was going on. And it was just really, really fun. And then COVID hit. And so now I'm sort of, as you know, with Roxana, we did a sort of introduction to light language, and she's going in a different direction. And I know that light language is hugely important at this time, that we are just in such a place of shift and the need for light language. And the kind of light language I think that I do is very uplifting, but at the same time, really grounding. And when I spoke it at the Spiritualist Church, it was interesting to me too, because people would come up afterwards and I wouldn't translate it or, you know, it was funny when it started, it felt like a key had been turned in my heart. And, it doesn't feel channeled. It feels like a remembrance. That seems to be, for me, what light language is. It feels like we are, that it's part of our DNA, that it's something, for me, it feels like it's coming from me. But I think it is, it's a universal experience. And I think it's profoundly important right now, because it does help to sort of bring people back to their bodies, help to uplift them and sustain them, and also give them the sense that they're going in a direction, like it can almost be guiding, that it can take them along their path. So I'm just finding that now when I'm speaking it to people online, I'm getting these wonderful reactions from people, and they're just feeling a lot more settled and comfortable. And I don't, as I said, I don't try to tell them what I think it means, because I think that it's very, very personal. If they say it, this is what I'm getting, then we can proceed from there and have a bit of conversation about it. And I love to have conversations with people, so it works really well.
That is also amazing. I love the puppet.
Yeah.
I think you could definitely build around that, like a course.
Yeah. Where, puppet.
In that light language 101 course, we're gonna, there should be a puppet making portion of this, because I'm very left brain, so I definitely struggle with like the very woo-woo side of things, but I'm also very much in the woo-woo closet. Probably now, not anymore, as this podcast keeps growing.
Probably not.
Yeah, people are going to find out, but it's fascinating. And the struggle is definitely real when you feel all of these very out of this world experiences, like light language coming through, and then having to tell someone that this is happening.
Like, what I just got.
Like, how did you come out of the light language closet? Because I know there has to be other people, including nurses, who maybe speak this and are, you know, very self-conscious about sharing this with other people. Like, how did you come out of that closet, and how was it received?
Well, you know, I didn't talk to my family about it for a very long time, like my siblings. No. But my daughter has always been really psychic and sensitive to energy, and sort of my greatest support. So I wouldn't be surprised if she wasn't one of the first people that I spoke to with it. But there, I think one of the things that happened was I heard about a woman here who had an autistic clinic, and they were going to be doing a workshop on autism. That sounded really interesting to me. So I went down and listened to it, and, you know, was quite impressed with a more traditional kind of perspective on things. But the gal who is speaking it is on the autism spectrum. And she also, so it's traditional, but it's also, she talks about a lot more about the depth and the awareness that's going on with people with autism often. And that she knew that, and how very, very sensitive she was to the environment and to food and to too much noise. And I think, you know, as I think back on that, what happened was I was kind of getting this urge or this push to say something to them and to talk to them a little bit about light language. And because I was a nurse, I was able to talk to, her name's Susan, to Susan. And her daughter happened to be there as well as this other gal. And I said, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing this program called Awesomeism. And this is what it is. And I've started speaking something called light language. And I wondered if you might like to hear it. And I did. I spoke. They said they would. And I started speaking it. And they were astonished. And I think when Susan's daughter started to cry, like she was just so moved. And I just connected with them and ended up, and it was so funny because Susan, we got to know one another and we got to become good friends. And I said that I just thought, you know, that again, taught or caught, but I think it's when you hear it that you're going to, it's like it turns it on for you. And she decided, she was out in her garden one day and she decided she was going to see if she could speak it. And she did. And I think that is what happens with some people, that's how it moves along. So I think that's how I first got it out there. And then I have a lot of healer friends who are fairly open to these sorts of things, obviously. And they were all, you know, everybody was just like, this is incredible. So that was very, very affirming. And I have some friends that live down near Windsor who said, why don't you come and do a workshop? And I did do a workshop with puppets. People had to bring their own puppet.
Oh, you did? Oh. I love it.
It would make them more comfortable.
It would make me feel a lot better. Totally.
Puppet just keeps talking. So I did do that. And so I think because I had a lot of healer friends who were just like, what's she doing now? You know, like, what? And they were really supportive of that. So
that's amazing. That was really courageous that you volunteered to do the light language at this event. From like 0 to 100.
I know. It was like, you want me to do what? Okay.
And then boom, you got confirmation and more courage, and then you got invitations, and then having a supportive community that's open to this kind of stuff gave you even more fuel.
Yeah. And I, you know, the other thing that I did, it's been such a very weird, I was in a car accident about 3 years ago. And since then I've been kind of like, where am I? I've always been kind of like, where am I? But a few years before that, there was a group of musicians who were meeting in a local restaurant. And I just got up my courage and I went, they would do poetry, which I do write poetry. And so I went in and read some of my poetry and spoke light language. And they were like, whoa, what's that? And that was very supportive as well. I really,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause that wasn't, I know, like in a spiritual setting.
No.
This was like in the public you're speaking.
And I didn't know anyone, and which made it easier.
Yes, true.
It was like, and these guys were really good musicians, but they also did poetry. So I did the poetry and then I said, and there's something else. And so they're like, oh my God. So I did get a lot of positive reinforcement. And it's been funny, you know, that I think the thing about life that's really interesting, and I've been very frustrated at times about how fast things are going and where I'm going. And this whole labyrinthine journey, you know, that it's like, I see it, it's right there. And why can't I get there? And I often think that labyrinths are on multidimensional, and, you know, you walk on one level and it looks like you're there, but it's way down here. Very frustrated over the years with not knowing exactly where to go. But recently I've also connected with something called the Stargate Academy. And, you know, I think, again, that we are so aware of the fact that we are in this huge changing moment in time. And that whatever, as I said before, that whatever it is that we're being called to do, it is time to do it. It's like you doing this, you knowing that you need to move forward with these podcasts. And I've reconnected with Angels Teach a lot, which has been really fun. I'm going to be doing some light language with them for December. And with the Stargate Academy and with doing chanting and toning and just lots of different things that I'm really loving that are really tied into using my voice and really using light language. So it just feels like now's the time. And I keep
it is.
Jump now.
Yes, I feel like it was all just building up for this time, right? Yeah. And now things are so in all of this craziness, and what a great opportunity and time to really bring this light into what's happening right now.
And the world so needs it. You know, I think about, you know, what's going on right now and, you know, how devastating it can seem. But when you believe, which I do, that somehow this is all working out and that, all of these, again, all of these beings of light that are here supporting us on multiple dimensions, angels and ascended masters and space brothers or beings, or and the earth, like we're being so tremendously supported. And just recently, the other thing that happened was my grandfather, who died before my mom was married, who I never knew, has just recently come in. And I can feel this huge amount of love. It's just like, oh my goodness. And so I feel like all this love is surrounding me and surrounding us all right now. If we just can be open to it, go into our hearts and allow the stillness and the quiet and pay attention to what we're hearing, and then, you know, take the steps that we're being supported into, I think. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You also do light language with art.
I do.
So tell us a little bit about that, because I've dabbled in that. The light language for me has come out more in my artwork. I've never put it out there. I don't think anybody's ever seen it other than when I showed it in our Zoom call that day, that one time. But I don't think I've ever publicly posted it. So yeah, like tell me, how does it work for you? How does it come through?
Well, you know, I started with a group of people when I was still living down in near Windsor, and there were a group of women who would get together once a week over a period of time. And Pam, her name was, would create these luscious snacks and lunch. And she taught yoga. And she was also an artist and a triple Gemini. So she said she had to ask 6 different people to make decisions in order to make decisions. And she would get this cornucopia of art supplies out. And she would do like a meditation and an intention. And then we would just, and she'd give us some ideas, and then we'd just start drawing. And some of the people were really good artists. And I was just like, well, give me some crayons and let's see where this goes. And some people, their art would be very, you know, formal, very beautiful, very impressive. And I'd just be grabbing paint and paper and pencils and crayons and whatever, wax, whatever, and just making all of these designs. And then afterwards, we'd show our pictures and to one another. So we would do this twice during the day, and we'd show our pictures. And people would say, look at that. Look what's in that. And you'd sort of turn your picture upside down, and there'd be something in it. And I realized how really interesting the pictures that I was doing were, because there was just all of this stuff that I had no idea I was putting in there. So I was obviously tapping very deeply into my right brain and just going for it. And then I had this experience where I went to Cuba with some writer friends, and we were also doing writing. And I heard about a program called Dragon Naturally Speaking, which was a typing program. And I started thinking, I wonder what would happen. Like, what would a dragon name naturally speaking speak like? How would a dragon sound? And I started to write a little story about it. And this dragon was from Louisiana, and he had a slow southern drawl. I don't know where that came from.
I did not see that coming.
Here I am in Canada, you know? And one day I was looking at one of the pictures I had done, like several years before, and I realized there was a dragon in the picture. And I started cutting out this dragon. And actually, he was sort of a, you know, there were bits and pieces of him. But I ended up basically cutting out, from all these pictures I'd done, this whole story about this dragon named Naturally Speaking, and turned it into a book.
And that's the book. Wow.
The Dragon Named Naturally Speaking. And so, and this is all light language. Like, really, I realized after having done it that the art that I was doing was light language. And those pictures, those bits of light language, became things like a sword in a stone that the kids keep trying to pull out.
How did you know, though? Like, how did you know it was light language?
I could feel it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, as we're saying, some people hear it. Well, we talked about this before we started, but that some people hear, some people smell, some people see.
The different clairs, yes.
The different clairs. And with me, it's clair knowing. So I realized that I just knew it. I knew that mm-hmm. it's light language.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I was actually doing, and the fact that these pictures were so abstract that they really didn't, you know, there was really no way for me to know what I was doing until people started looking at it and saying, look, there's that in there and that in there. And that, and then I was able just to take those pictures and turn them into things like dragons.
Wow. That's incredible. So she's showing me right now, guys. You can't see this, but yeah, they're dragons from these paintings. It's so cool. Yeah. And is this book's available for purchase?
It is. It's on Amazon.
It's on Amazon?
Yeah. It's A Dragon Named Naturally Speaking.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah, I do too. But it was so cool. And it was, the thing about it was just such a creative endeavor for me. Like, if I never read another book, it was just fun. And I think that's the thing about, for me, about light language, that it is very powerful, very loving, very deep, but also can be tremendously fun. And when I speak it, it's often angels. It was identified by Jim Self of Mastering Alchemy of angelic. But there's also dragons that come in, and there's other sounds that come in that suddenly it's like, well, that just shifted, and here we are with something else or someone else, and it's just so much fun. That's, I think it's fun and joy, and tapping into that is what's so important to me. And it just happens. It's, you know, when I was a nurse, and so much responsibility, and I think this is the thing. Like, I'd really love to get light language out to nurses more because they so need it. Any people that are working right now with what's going on. But I think that there is a place. Well, yeah, what I was going to say was that I found out after I left how good I was at it, because everyone told me that. But it was just so stressful. And I think that this lightens things up so much for people. And I know that it's a healing vibration. I know from what people have told me that they feel that they're experiencing healing. So I think that when we can bring the light into situations and really uplift the situation, that it makes a huge difference. And for me, again, I guess I was starting to say that the other thing that I do is I officiate at weddings because I'm an ordained spiritual peace minister. And like, I want more light in my life, and it's so much fun to officiate at weddings and so much fun to speak light language. And I know that with light language, I'm really doing as much as I can do with other healing modalities. That I know when I was with a friend yesterday, I guess, in a coffee shop, and I said, well, I'm just going to do a little light language for you. And she had not been feeling well, and she was feeling so much better, just so much better. So,
yes, I know when I've experienced your light language, it feels, the best way I can put it is, it feels like I'm being hugged by like 1,000 angels, and it puts this really big Kool-Aid smile on my face. And it's just like, it's amazing. Did you speak the light language at weddings?
No.
Okay.
It's just that
you should charge extra for that.
That's right.
That's an add-on.
That's right. Yeah, that would be an interesting experience. I'm not sure I'd start that. I mean, I change the ceremonies all the time, but I don't think I'm going to put
that. Yeah, that's a niche, I'm telling you. For the spiritual community, having like...
I'm so glad I've met you. You give me such great ideas.
I will speak light language at your wedding. Oh, yes, that is happening.
Let me know if you know anyone who's looking for a wedding officiant. Okay.
Will.
Open to that.
That would be great. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. Can you please do some light language for us? I'm sure everyone's like, what does this sound like? Please just get to that. Stop trying.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out. So I'm going to ask you as you're listening just to take a deep breath and feel yourself. Notice how your body feels right now. Notice if there's any stress or aches and pains, or perhaps you've just been laughing along with us and you're feeling really quite wonderful. Just notice. Ich schon das Koreanbus ja. Und das Koreanbus ist Koreanbus. Moan das Koreanbus ist die. Moan kann das Koreanbus hat die Onda ja die ja. Huna hai ich Koreanbus Koreanbus ja so die. Shandeus grandes grandes ayadinde aya. Nyonda yodionda, hiondis granis yaten yasio de moea. Huncio ehane haes grandes kadam, imoyatane, humoya, humoya, humoya dane. Shone munde une unde o shandis gati. Hiane scane oni ande une shotti. Kuane, kuane, kuane.
Thank you for that. That sounds so good.
Good. How's your body?
More relaxed.
Good.
Definitely. And to have it, I think all the other times I've watched you do it while I listen, but to be able, this time I closed my eyes and I listened. So it was a different experience. And I was like, oh, wow. Like it just, I was more inside of it is the best way I can put it.
Would you like to have the dragons come in?
Yes. Please.
Okay. I think they'd like that. Okay. Yosh gan le bokish grandi skies. Ikosh graya. Shin bush kotis go sho chanzia. Inkosh graya. Jits go danso. Shakri. 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 Shakri.
Thank you for that. That I did not expect. That felt very cleansing. The angel light language felt very healing and nurturing, and then the dragon light language felt very cleansing and cord cutting and empowering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they always bring a lot of power in. Just clearing, you're right, just clearing out all the dross, all the things that we no longer need.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful, powerful, powerful.
Yes, such good stuff. I want to do an episode just on like dragon healing alone in the future for sure, because that's another thing that a lot of people are in. That's not too common, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Well, and it's becoming more and more common. I mean, I think there's a lot of I don't know if you've seen I can't think what her name is, but the dragon cards that are
Diana Cooper.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to have her come on the show to talk about the dragons, because that's where I saw her dragon, or I said her oracle cards. Yeah. And she also has a book that goes along with it. So I loved all her dragon material.
Yeah, really wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, so good. Well, thank you so much. Do you have anything that's coming up, like that you want people to check out? Or
I just have a new Facebook site that is in process, and it's called Light Magic, I believe. It's not Magic Light. No, it's Light Magic. And it's just, you know, since I started talking to you, I thought, well, yes, it's time to get something more up. Because what I had been doing was really, you know, just connecting with people and really doing it again, you know, that the lovely gal we were talking about who I met in the coffee shop, who just, do you have the quote, any of the quotes of what she said? Because I would love people to hear that. It was just so amazing.
Sure. Let me pull it up. Give me a second.
Yeah. I was telling Natalie that I met this young woman, I guess about 4 or 5 days ago. And we ended up, and it was just sitting outside in a coffee shop. And she started doing some things online, and it turned out that she was doing tapping. And she was talking to the people that she was working with, and they were all doing this movement and tapping together. And I ended up joining them. And then she came over after that, and we just started chatting. And it was just such a lovely connection. It was like one thing after another. For one thing, that turned out that she lived in Izmir in Turkey, and that all four of, like, three of my siblings and I have all been to Turkey, and we've all been to Izmir. And
wow.
My brother and I, it was only, we went for a day, and an architect we met showed us around. And then it turned out that this lovely gal, they're planning on going back to Turkey. And she's from Izmir. So, but it was one thing after another, the synchronicities of things that are so much fun.
And they were doing tapping in the coffee shop? Did I understand that?
She had her computer, and she had been working with it. She's an architect. She's mm-hmm. working in an architecture firm, and now they're all at home. So she mm-hmm. and they were doing tapping and sort of cross leg thing and balancing. And she said, why don't you come and do this with us? So, and I said, is it EFT? And she said, no. And she said, we've got this expert here. She knows what I'm talking about. So I started doing it with them. And then, and she said, well, join us on Fridays, you know, because we're doing this on Fridays. And then she came over and we started talking. And it was just, I think that's one of the things that's happening more and more as we pay attention. The synchronicities of meetings that are happening and experiences. And it was just so fabulous to meet her. And so I would love it if you could read that.
Yes, I will. I have it here.
So beautiful.
Okay, so this is her testimonial of Barbara's light language. She wrote, "The stars aligned when I met Barbara Andrew and received her light language energy healing. As she spoke and sang, the waves of the language revealed a warm space of movements, images, and sensations that gave me an inner knowing that I was well supported and loved. Her words and song weaved colors and forms of light that made delicate yet deep adjustments to my body, uncovering magical layers of myself that I didn't even know existed. I left my session with Barbara feeling recharged, strengthened, and whole, with a profound sense that I was brought back home to my heart. When you meet Barbara, you'll just know that she is an extremely experienced and gifted healer, as she emanates this ancient wisdom. The light language that she transmits really resounds from the depths of her being. This is proof that Barbara Andrew is truly a being of light herself, who was here on this earth to heal and share her immense, compassionate love with all. I am so grateful for her and her light. That's from Aisha Rose Melody Hassan. Mm-hmm. That is an amazing testimonial.
You know, I read it to a friend last night who also speaks light language, and I was doing some light language with him. And I said, I have to read this to you. And when I finished reading it, I said, okay, would you let me to do some light language now? And he said, I thought that was the light language.
Right? I felt like it was.
I know. It's just,
I was reading it, and I'm like, as I was reading it, I was like, I feel so relaxed right now as I'm reading this, because normally I tend to kind of stumble over my words when I'm reading things out loud. And I'm like, I feel like I'm going through something at this moment.
Well, and I think that's what's happening. We're just really connecting to all the energies around us that are supportive and similar and beautiful. And when we're, you know, moving in that direction ourselves, everybody that turns up is going to be, you know, potentially in that same place. And so it was, when I received that, I've read that a number of times and cried a couple of times because it's just so beautifully worded.
Yes.
And I think that is what we can look forward to if we just continue to follow. And that's, you know, when you asked me what I was going to be doing, I'm waiting to see. I know that there is much coming along, and perhaps by the time this is aired, I'll have a better sense of that, and you'll be able to find it on my Facebook site.
Yes. And I'll put any more details by the time this airs in the show notes, all your contact information for sure, so people can find you. And do you do one-on-one work? Do you want to do one-on-one light language healing sessions?
Yes, I do. Yeah. And I think it's, I know we talked about this offering, mm-hmm. things that people will be able to tap into, you know, just free on my Facebook site. But I will definitely be looking at doing more.
Yeah, one-on-one and events. That's mm-hmm. And weddings.
Yes. Not only do I tap dance, but I also speak light language.
We're going to go by lightlanguageweddings.com now.
Yep. And you'll just get the feel of it. You won't have to listen to the words. You'll just know it.
That's it. You speak the light language and then, all right, you may kiss the bride. Right. That is a whole other level wedding ceremony. I think I might be your first client.
Okay, well, let me know and I will be there.
Well, this has been just beautiful. Thank you so much for your light and your love and your energy and all your wisdom. This has just been very delicious to experience and to speak with you. I love your journey, and I definitely see amazing things are going to happen for you with this. It's spirit is just bringing this right to your door. This is fantastic. So thank you so much,
Natalie. It's so been such a delight to interact with you and to see your beautiful face. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, guys, it's a wrap. Until next time, bye. Thank you guys for being here. I know that your time is the most valuable thing you have. It means the world to me that you're here. There are many more cool episodes coming, so go subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. If this episode inspired you, please leave a review so this show can reach more people who need healing. Every month, I'm giving away my productivity planner to one lucky listener who shares the show on Instagram and tags me at Natalie1Love. Again, thank you for being here. I love you guys. See you in the next episode.